I'm delighted and honoured to welcome back Alessio Rustani, an old friend of Tip TV, and myself, I think. Right, you're an independent market trader from leadingtrader.com, and you've got a few choice subjects today.
Sure, yeah. Let's I'm going to start with crude oil, I think, first market we're going to look at. Now, I have to say, most folks are watching this right now, probably your audience, are going to be surprised at what they're going to see here and what I'm going to talk about. Crude oil, obviously, major news story, as I'm sure you know, Zach, since last year, dropped by 50% at its lows, but it has managed to recover. In fact, if you look at this chart, on the just to explain to everybody, on the left, we're seeing a daily chart. On the right, we're seeing a weekly chart. And for those people who are not very familiar with charts, essentially, it's a different time frame. So the chart on the left is telling us the sort of more recent data, I guess, from when is that? October. And the one on the right is telling us more from the beginning of the crash in crude oil back in July of last year. Okay, and the reason why I'm showing this is because you'll see that crude oil apparently has made a sort of a double bottom pattern, as we see there on that chart on the left. And, you know, it's sort of made a double bottom. I don't want to go into chart patterns, but what is interesting is now it's beginning to form a sort of a mini uptrend. It's made a series, again, without going into jargon and that kind of nonsense.
W-shaped reversal.
Yeah, W-shaped reversal.
Could be the non-jargon.
Exactly. There you go. So we're seeing. Now, here's an interesting thing. If we can just focus on this chart, just keep that chart for a second. If everyone could just take a look at that second dip. So notice the first bottom that oil made was in February. Then it made another bottom in March. But notice it was a false breakout because it never actually officially closed below the lows of February. That's what's called a false breakout because it kind of went below it and then quickly reversed, went the other way. That's a very important signal, by the way, a false breakout, because it actually is a bullish signal. Often is a way for, you know, it's a way for, you know, the markets and, you know, traders to trick the ordinary retail investor to think, oh, we're going to go lower, and no, we're not. So those numbers essentially are showing us the Elliott wave patterns. And interestingly, Zach,
the software actually draws them for you. Is that right?
It does. Yes, it's on eSignal, and what it does, it shows you the probable Elliott wave path. For those folks not familiar, Elliott waves, just a theory that markets tend to trend in five waves, and essentially the third wave being the longest wave, and the fifth wave being the end, the final wave. We actually have been bullish. We've been long on crude, just to let you know, Zach, since the end of March, right where that number two, where you see on that chart says number two. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is we've been long on crude. So far, we're in profit. I'm looking at crude, potentially oil going to $60, $61. We might even test $64. But I just let everyone know, I don't think crude oil has bottomed here. So I was going to come here and talk about whether crude oil has bottomed, but I don't think it's bottomed. I think what's happening is we've been long overdue for a retracement. We've been long overdue for some sort of adjustment in the price. I mean, we've been going down continuously for several months since July of last year without a pullback, without any sort of major correction. And I think we're seeing a correction in the price. But I think that once we've seen a correction, maybe to $60, $61, we will eventually see crude oil retesting those lows. I think it will come back, retest those lows again of 40, 44, maybe even take them out.
Well, I mean, I'm not a massive expert on Elliott Wave because I find it almost impossible to fathom. But
you're not the only one.
That's why it's nice to have the software just tell you what to do.
Yeah. But the software can be wrong, by the way. It's not set in stone.
It's less wrong than I am when I try and get these things. But no, I mean, you can see these. I mean, you can't see these patterns when you have the software there. It's sort of easier. But and that's what that's what it's for. But this pattern here, if we actually do follow through, and there's the wave, retracement up to the low 60s.
Yeah.
The next leg down could be sort of, I mean, according to Elliott Wave rules, you'd be $20 to $30. I mean, you would be, you know, this is just a halfway house before an extra move to.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact,
this is not a small breakdown, let's say.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, it's interesting you mentioned that, because once we complete wave four, the Elliott Wave projection.
The fifth wave is going to be like
a
nightmare.
Yeah, the fifth wave is projecting to be about 30, maybe 20 bucks. I don't know if it's going to go down that low. I think 30 is more probable. But to be honest, you know, this is the thing. I'm not in the business of making bold predictions. I'm more in the business of, look, where do we have an edge? Do we have an edge to say where crude oil might be going next? And then trading it, simple as that. I'm not interested whether oil is...
It's no fun if you don't make bold predictions.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's a... okay, we do occasionally make those bold predictions, but okay, not too often. That's right.
Right, so yeah. So oil, sort of intermediate rebound and then down again.
Sure.
Next market, what else are you looking at?
Okay, so just to... this was just crude oil one more time. And all we're saying here, what I just mentioned here, is that wave three, which is what we're in right now. Here's a thing for people to understand. And just forget everything about waves and Elliott waves and just forget all that stuff. You see this magenta line you see here, this purple line on my chart. And what you want to focus on is that as long as we can continue this uptrend, you can see making higher highs, higher lows, we've drawn a line below these lows, connecting them. So we've got a sort of a mini uptrend. If we can maintain this, and as long as we don't close below that purple line, and as long as we don't close below $54 a barrel, I think there's a good chance we can continue this uptrend, again, to those targets I mentioned, 60, 61, maybe even 64. Dollars, which is our wave three targets. But let's see what happens. I'm long. I've been long since about a few weeks ago. We're in profit right now.
Keep raising your stop loss.
Yeah, just keep raising your stop, absolutely, and finally we'll meet our targets.
All right, well, finally we'll go to a different market.
Sure.
Dow Transports, what's your view here?
Yeah, this goes back to what's called, the Dow theory. So one of the things we focus on whenever we look at the stock market, especially the U.S. markets, is I always keep an eye on what's happening on the Dow Transports. And that may sound a little strange. Why would you want to be looking at what the transportations are doing when you're looking at a stock market? Because according to a lot of studies and research, and also according to the Dow theory, the transportation index, or the transportation, shall we say, industry, is quite sensitive to shifts in the economy. So often what you will see moves happening in the transportation index before you see it in the main indexes like the S&P and the Dow. So I always keep an eye on what's happening on the transportation because it's more of a leading indicator.
So you don't think it's like a bit of an old 20th century type of
No, I don't.
It's like, and that's what the old books all have.
Yeah,
that,
so. Well, old stuff works. It's still working today. And just to give you an example, the Dow Transports turned and rolled over at least a few days before the S&P did. I'm not sure if the, I think it kind of shows it, I'm not sure, but about a month ago, the Dow Transports rolled over before we saw it happening in the Dow industry.
It's almost like a couple of days earlier here, actually. Isn't it?
That's right as well, exactly. So the Dow Transport has broken through some resistance before the S&Ps broke through resistance. So I think this is a bullish sign for stocks. I'm not particularly keen on the S&Ps and the Dow. I think there are better trades out there. I think there are better markets to trade and go long on than the S&Ps and the Dow. I think, look at the more stronger markets right now, European markets, the DAX, for example. Those have been in a major strong uptrend so far. I'd rather take a trade on those than the S&P and the Dow, which are going to be lagging behind. I don't like trading the laggards.
Okay, well, let's go to a stock which is definitely not a laggard, Apple. Hottest stock around?
Yeah, Apple. This is now most folks are going to watch this and see this. Probably going to might raise their eyebrows and might laugh a little bit that they see that target up there, $160 for Apple. Now, I'm not saying that Apple is going to go up there. That's just a wave five projection. But what's happening here? Look, we've got a wedge. That pattern you see on Apple. Apple's been stuck in this kind of wedge, sort of triangular formation, for what is that? Since beginning of end of February, as a matter of fact. We made a peak back in February. We made a wave four completion, so there's a wave four potential completion there. All that means is we've made a correction and now making the next leg up to our fifth wave up. So it's kind of broken. You can see it's broken through the top of that triangular formation, that wedge on the right-hand side. And if this wave count is correct, Zach, and if we can see some follow-through, one thing that concerns me is that volume is not particularly great on that move up, but so that's what it is. I like to see some above average volume. We're not getting that right now. But if we can see some follow through, then Apple, if it takes out those previous highs, it made about $133, we could see those next targets, $136 to $140 on Apple. If we take out those targets, then yes, then I'd be looking at potential target $160. Yeah.
Well, good news there. Alessio Lestani, independent market trader, leadingtrader.com. Thank you very much for sharing your insights today. That's it for the Finance Show today. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have a good weekend and maybe a bit of sports betting.